Thank you. Thank you very much. And greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Diana Lind, in a comedy title, It Could Only Happen in June. Act one in just a moment, but first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles.
It's at your grocer's now. The great new 1949 Durum wheat harvest is in, and it's the finest ever produced. That means La Rosa brings you the most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted. Because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durum wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durum millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select, number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it to yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Now, once again, our producer.
And now, Act One, If It Could Only Happen in June, starring Diana Lynn as Joyce. Adolescent love has many forms, that we know. Such love seldom runs along a smooth, charted course, that we know too. Joyce Carter is in love, and her particular brand threatens to revolutionize all previous theories. While she keeps a diary and duly records the progress of her love, we find it does run true to pattern in one respect. It's all very confusing and wonderful. Now, let's look in on Joyce.
I never thought that I, Joyce Carter, would ever keep a diary. It's just too adolescent. But really, things have been happening so fast lately that if I don't keep one, I'll never know where I am. A girl can't be too careful, especially in her last year at college. And honestly, I'm so confused, what with geometry tests and mother getting divorced for the fourth time. And of course, Lance Trenton. He's frightfully rich and has the most wonderful voice. I can hear him now.
You know, Joyce, I thought it'd be amusing to go for a spin up the river one of these nights. Just the two of us. There's quite a nice little inn I know of where we can have dinner. Would you like that?
Of course I didn't refuse, Diary. Mother will be terribly pleased when I write her that I've met him. Mother adores frightfully rich people. She's always saying,
Joyce, darling, remember, men are all alike. Beasts, every one of them. The only difference between them is in the size of their bank accounts. Of course, I know you'll marry someday, and you can depend on it, whoever the man is, he'll make you thoroughly miserable. So for heaven's sakes, Joyce, marry a man with whom you can be miserable in absolute comfort.
Mother's always saying how miserable men can make a woman's life. But I notice she's always got one or two around. Which reminds me of the most unpleasant experience of my whole life. It happened this morning on the way to history class. I was late again and rushing down the corridor like mad. Well, of all things, you might at least look where you're going.
Look where I'm going? Why don't you look where you're going? This isn't England, you know. You're supposed to keep to the right, not the left.
I suppose you've been to England and know all about it?
No, I haven't been to England. Besides, that's not the point. The point is you were on the wrong side of the corridor, or I wouldn't have run into you.
Well, of all the rude, ill-mannered...
Here's your books.
No doubt. I'm supposed to thank you for picking them up.
The age of miracles has long since passed. See you in church.
Not if I see you first. And I left him standing there, Diary. I wonder what his name was. It certainly was the most awful experience of my life. And it will be a relief to spend tomorrow with a gentleman like Lance Trenton. Oh, I can't wait. I simply can't wait.
And that's the way it is?
And that's the way it is, Mr. Trenton. You see, I don't want to live a dull, stodgy life. You know, just being a housewife and that sort of thing. I want to get around.
What do you mean by getting around?
Oh, why, I don't know. Dashing about through rotogravure sections and turning up in gossip columns every morning.
You're sure that'd make you entirely happy?
Well, Mother's happy. And she's been dashing about ever since her first marriage blew a fuse.
Yes. Tell me about your mother. I've seen her on the stage. She's very beautiful.
Oh, yes, very. I wish I were as pretty as she is. Perhaps at her age I will be. And then I'll spend part of the time on the stage and part being married, just like she does.
Like mother, like daughter.
Well, why not? College men bore me. They're so rude and so horribly adolescent. Oh, I've been trying to explain that to Mother for years, but she just doesn't seem to understand. But you understand, don't you?
Well, I'll try. That is, if you'll promise to see me again.
Oh, of course, I want to very much. Well, that is, I mean, well, you better take me back to the sorority house. I have to be in by 11. It's rules, you know.
We must always obey the rules, mustn't we?
Well, anyhow, until the end of June.
Very well. Till the end of June.
Someone. I...
Hello.
Oh. Of all the men in this whole state, it would have to be you.
Ted Smith's the name. What's the trouble?
Never mind. I can manage by myself, thank you.
Wait a minute.
Oh, please don't let me interrupt whatever you're doing. What on earth are you doing out here in the country?
I'm an artist. This is an easel, and this is a palette. I was doing some sketching. Rather interesting landscape.
An artist?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing out here in the sticks?
I was going over to Jacksonville, and I had a flat tire and...
And no Jack.
That's right. And don't stand there grinning like an idiot.
Sorry, I can't help nature's mistakes. I'll get my Jack and see if I can help you.
I'll go on down to the car.
Okay, be with you in a jiffy. Oh, it's hot today. Well, that's that. There she is, ready to go.
I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, think nothing of it. Well, be seeing you.
Oh, please, wait a minute, Ted.
Yeah?
I'm afraid I've been very rude to you. I'm sorry. I'd like to see some of your paintings someday, if you'll let me.
Sure thing, anytime you want. I have a studio at 17 Harper Street. If you'd tell me when you'd be around, I'd be sure and be there.
Well, why not tomorrow at 4?
I'll be waiting.
And thanks again for fixing my car.
Joyce, you played that beautifully. You do understand art. You'd have to. And that means so much to me, Joyce. It's like a communion of souls.
Golly, all of that? A communion of souls. Gosh, until this very moment, I thought piano lessons were designed as punishment.
Joyce, I think this is the very moment.
For what?
I want to show you something. Look.
Why, it's a painting. A portrait of me.
Yeah, it's not quite finished yet, but there it is. The first time I saw you, in the corridor at school. You looked furious and beautiful. Remember, I just knocked your books out of your hand.
Oh, Ted, it's wonderful. But I don't know why you should go to so much trouble.
It's simple. I'm in love with you.
In love with me? Are you crazy? Well, this is only the third time you've ever seen me. Well, I've never heard of such a thing in all my life.
Sorry. But you can't stop me from loving you. Anyway, there's nothing strange about people falling in love at first sight. It happens every day. Dante fell in love with Beatrice before he even exchanged a word with her. Look at Paolo and Francesca and Romeo and Juliet.
Honestly, you're the strangest man I ever met. The very strangest. I almost wish I hadn't met you. And I'm certainly not going to come here again.
Why not?
Well, why not? Well, because you'll only become more in love with me, and that won't do at all.
I might not. I might get over it altogether if I saw too much of you.
Well, of all the uncomplimentary things I've ever heard, well, just for that, I won't come back, not ever.
Okay, it's up to you.
Oh, you don't make sense. A minute ago, you were telling me I couldn't stop you from loving me. Now you say that if you see me often enough, you'll get over me.
That's typically feminine. I didn't say anything of the kind. I said that as long as I loved you, you couldn't stop me from it. But if I fall out of love with you, well, it's quite another matter. And I think it would be a very good thing if I did.
I do, too.
But don't count on it. And don't bring that Trenton fellow around here.
Don't worry, I won't. And goodbye.
Say, wait a minute. I had some sandwiches for us. I almost forgot them. Want one?
I most certainly do not. Well, what kind are they?
Cucumber.
Well.
And there's iced tea.
I am hungry. And if you promise not to make love to me...
Oh, I've no intention of making love to you. I never had. I just happen to be in love with you. It's a simple chemical fact. I'm not going to do anything about it one way or another. Have a sandwich.
Thanks. Mmm, they're good.
Yeah, not bad at all. For a bachelor, anyway. What are you laughing at?
I was just wondering if Dante ever offered Beatrice a cucumber sandwich.
The Curtain Falls on Act One of It Could Only Happen in June, starring Diana Lynn. Our lovely star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two of It Could Only Happen in June.
Ah, CP, I know it could happen tonight to Diana Lynn or any lady listening.
What do you mean, Wendell?
They could make their families jump with joy by serving a Friday treat like scallops and sauce a la Rosa. Mmm, I can taste it now. So delicious, so easy to make. Just combine La Rosa Grade A macaroni or spaghetti with a pound of scallops and a few other ingredients. Serve with grated Parmesan cheese. You couldn't ask for a finer treat. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of this station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, made in the unhurried old world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. That's the reason it's America's largest selling brand. Now here's C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act Two, If It Could Only Happen in June, starring Diana Lynn as Joyce Carter.
Oh, dear Diary, I'm so confused. Life is really so much more tremendous than I ever thought. There's still those term papers and Mother coming up to school. And she forgot to mention whether she's married again or not. And, of course, there's Lance. And that crazy Ted Smith. Oh, I don't see how these very popular women with hundreds of lovers ever make up their minds. I'm sure I couldn't. I just die amongst my roses and leave them all with a beautiful memory. There goes the telephone. I suppose that's Lance again. I'm to go up to Echo Lake with him tomorrow. We're to have the whole day together. I know he's going to propose. And, oh, Diary, I can't wait. I simply can't wait.
Happy, Angel?
I've been thinking about Dante and Beatrice.
Dante and Beatrice? Well, of all the people to think of on a pleasant June afternoon.
Oh, Lance.
Hmm?
Could you love two women at the same time?
Yes. Yes, I think I could. As a matter of fact, I remember being in love with three women at one time. Of course, that was when I was much younger.
Well, now you're making fun of me.
A little. Because you're much too serious. June's a month for gaiety and laughter and romance. And this is a very rare day and a very rare June.
I don't see how you can be so flippant about serious things.
Well, when you're as old as I am, Joyce, you'll understand.
I think it shows a great lack of feeling, and I'm very disappointed in you.
Angel, if all your illusions are as painlessly shattered as that one, your life will be very easy indeed.
Listen, that's thunder. Oh, maybe it's going to storm.
Oh, I hope it does. I love a summer storm. Joyce, there's a little island in the center of the lake. Would you like to row out there?
Oh, I'd love it.
Good, we'll do it then. Storm or no storm. Run with there, I'm going to ask you something. A very, very special favor.
Oh, Lance. Oh, dear, dear Lance.
Well, come in, come in. Can't you read the sign? It says open to the public.
I'm looking for my daughter.
And I'm looking for my public. Would you like to look at some pictures?
Oh, no. I haven't time to waste on art exhibits. I'm Mrs. Harrington Carter, and I'm looking for my daughter, Joyce.
She's hanging over there.
Good heavens!
Her portrait, I mean.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? That's very different. You painted Joyce's portrait. Oh, how very sweet. But where on earth did she get the money to pay you?
She didn't. I painted her because I'm in love with her.
Oh, then you're only an amateur.
I'm nothing of the kind. I'm a genius. But I haven't been recognized yet.
Yes, I know. There's so many of you. I remember a charming boy in New Orleans. Did you say you were in love with my daughter?
I did.
Oh, that's splendid, for of course you'll know where she is then. So be a dear boy and find her for me. And if you happen to have a glass of sherry handy...
I haven't a glass of sherry handy, and I haven't your daughter. But won't you please look at my exhibit? It's some of my best work.
No, I haven't time. I must catch the 7:10 plane. And I do want to see Joyce. If she's not here, then she's at Echo Lake with that very attractive Mr. Trenton she wrote me about.
She's what?
Young man, I've always been told that I had particularly clear diction. I said Joyce must have gone to Echo Lake with Mr. Trenton. The house mother at the sorority house told me she'd be either here or there. And since she isn't here, it's rather obvious that she's there.
Do you mean she's gone to the lake with that wolf?
Oh, dear, no. I'm sure Mr. Trenton isn't a wolf. But if he is, he's a frightfully rich one. Oh, but an adorable nude. Lovely flesh tints. Is this really your work?
My work isn't important at the moment.
Oh, but it is. It's frightfully important. I always say a man's career is everything. You really paint well, and I must say no one would ever know to look at
you. Will you stop chattering away? You're her mother.
Well, of course I'm her mother. Though one would never think it to look at me either, would they?
You've got to stop her.
Well, stop her from what? I'm sure Mr. Trenton is taking excellent care of her.
I tell you, we've got to find them. Come on.
But your exhibit.
We're going to Echo Lake. Where I'll show you what an exhibit really is. I'll do a still life of a man named Trenton that you'll never forget.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Lance Trenton, can't you do something besides stand there and sneeze?
What you want me to do, Angel? Cheer? Can I help it if the boat drifted away?
You can still try to do something constructive. If we don't get off this pancake of an island, we'll drown. Here we are at the mercy of a terrible storm, and any minute may be our last. Hmm. And all you do is stand there sneezing like a burlesque comedian.
Yeah, who's being comic now?
Oh, be quiet. Thank heaven this happened, though, before it was too late. Oh, when I think what might have happened had I been fool enough to have gone ahead and married you.
Married me?
Oh, certainly. Isn't that what you brought me out to this silly little place for? To propose?
Propose to you? Oh, my dear, there's been a terrible mistake. Angel, the truth of the matter is I'm in love with your mother.
What?
Well, that is, from a distance. I've only seen her on the stage, but I thought I might wangle an invitation from you and...
An introduction? To my mother. Oh, what a fool I've been. What a silly, conceited fool. Just like Ted said. Oh, I can see it all now. Oh, I wish you were here. I wish I'd never been born. That's what I wish.
You know, if this rain keeps up, you won't have to worry about it very long.
Oh.
Even Ted won't be able to save us.
That's what you think. If he were here, he...
Joyce!
Oh, Ted. Here we are. You see, what did I tell you? He'd know what to do to help us.
Yes, that's what you said. I'm certainly glad to hear his voice.
Oh, you're glad. I hope you don't think for one minute he came to save you. It would serve you right if he left you out here. Ted, here I am. Hurry, Ted.
You're really all right. I got here in time.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank heaven you're here, Ted. Thank heaven
no
you're here.
No doubt, just in time. Well, come on. I suppose that invitation must include you, Trenton.
I'm afraid it must, old man.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Ted. Just get us back to shore. I'll explain everything. Oh, I have so much to say to you, Ted. Oh, we're safe at last. I can see Mother waiting there on the dock.
Yes, with the wind and the rain in her hair.
Quiet, you.
Mother, we're here, Mother. Oh, Ted brought me back safely.
Careful getting out, Joyce. I'll hold the boat steady.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my dear little girl, my adorable little girl.
I've got to go over and pay Jake for his boat.
I'll take care of the boat, Smith. It was very good of you to come after us.
Never mind. I'm not accepting charity from anybody, particularly from you.
Oh, Mother, oh, I'm sorry. That's Mr. Trent.
Which reminds me to settle a little score.
Ted! Oh, you hit him.
You bet I hit him. I've been wanting to do that for a long time.
Well, of all the silly displays I've ever seen, well, who do you think you are, Tarzan? How dare you hit him?
I ought to hit you. But I figure that any woman who runs off with a man when another man is having an art exhibit isn't worth bothering about. From now on, I'm going my own way. I'm through with women forever. And with what? Woman in particular. Goodbye.
Oh, I do believe the poor dear boy is catching cold. Well, we all are. Now, don't stand there sneezing, Joyce. Go after him.
What?
I say, don't let him go, Joyce. You'll never find another man like that. Don't let him go.
Mother.
You heard what I said. Now, he loves you. It's beautiful. You don't find devotion like that every day, so don't lose him, Joyce.
Oh, but, Mother, he hasn't got a cent. You've always said...
Never mind what I've always said. What does money matter when you have love? Oh, believe me, I know. I threw away everything for money. And look at me now, an old, broken woman. No one to comfort me in my last years. Oh, no, darling, no. The price is too great. So take love when it's offered. Ask no questions. Go with him, daughter, with my blessing.
Oh, thank you, Mother. I do love him. Ted! Oh, Ted, darling, wait for me. Wait for me.
Well, that was a pretty scene. Do you suppose anyone could pay some attention to me?
Oh, Mr. Trenton. Oh, dear Mr. Trenton, how terribly we've neglected you. Oh, do let me help you up. Now, it's awfully wet, isn't it? It must be the rain.
Well, diary, this is the last entry I shall ever make. Life is so much bigger than mere words can express. I'm going to marry Ted as soon as school is out, and we're planning a rich, full life. Just the two of us and his art. I'm waiting for Ted now. We're going to an exhibit of Picasso's. Of course, I don't know a thing about art and certainly nothing about Picasso. But just the same, I can't wait. I simply can't wait. Oh, yes. P.S., dear diary. Mother's marrying Mr. Trenton tomorrow. I can't possibly think why, except that she's getting on and she isn't quite herself anymore. Really, she isn't.
From the second act, if it could only happen in June, our star, Diana Lynn, will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of this year's great Durham wheat harvest. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Taste that firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted.
Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember it's a full pound. Now, once again at the microphone, our producer.
Diana, I know everyone in our audience is interested in your career as both a musician and an actress. Just when did you make your debut performance as a pianist?
When I was 11 years old, Mr. McGregor. I joined the Peter Marenbloom Junior Symphony.
Oh, yes. And it was during the rehearsals of the Marenbloom Symphony that Leopold Stokowski and Bruno Walter saw the shadow of things to come and predicted great things for you. Playing the piano demands a lot of technique, doesn't it, Diana?
Yes, it does. But, you know, I don't think I'll ever be able to master the technique used by Mischa Auer. Mr. Auer, you know, can play a difficult prelude with a grapefruit in either hand.
That scares me. With both hands unencumbered, I have to concentrate to give a mediocre performance of chopsticks. But now, how about giving us all the details of your remarkable entrance into pictures?
Well, Mr. McGregor, I had come to Paramount to accompany a violinist in an audition for There's Magic in Music, which dealt with the Interlochen, Michigan summer camp project for juvenile musicians. Well, someone there heard me play, and I was told that if I could learn to play the Grieg Concerto, I could have one of the leads in the picture. So I memorized it and won the part.
And no mean feat it was, considering that the memorization of this particularly difficult work was accomplished in a fortnight. Well, Diana, I'm sure of the future. Whether it be concert hall or soundstage, holds only the best. Thanks for joining us on our La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars.
I really enjoyed it, Mr. McGregor. It was nice meeting all of you, although it was really like a meeting of old friends. You see, it's hard to keep me away from the radio when your show goes on.
That's very kind of you. Well, Diana, and ladies and gentlemen, I see it's time to tell you that when we come your way next Monday, Vincent Price will be our star, and the story is called Endless Journey. I know you won't want to miss it. So until Monday, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.